Welcome, and here we go again, season 3, episode 10, Driver Spotlight. And who better to spotlight than my man, Mr. Mark Smith. Mark was our driver of the year on the company side of last year. Put down so many miles. I don't have the stats in front of me, but during your celebration, I read them out. And it was a lot of guys amazed at what you can do in a week's time, a month's time, and over a year period here at Boyd Brothers as a company driver. We have a diverse amount of freight, and Mark take full advantage of it. And a great driver for us is, if you ever see him out, right, currently he's in truck 9452. Is that the Black International? That's a Black International. But with the amazing accomplishment of being our driver of the year on the company side, if some of you guys are subscribed to my Facebook page, then I posted a picture of the new trucks that's coming in. Take a look at it right here. Mark will be one of those drivers here pretty soon, as soon as we get all the paperwork that's needed. He deserves it. And what better way to represent Boyd than with something brand new? And we know it'll be all across America for everybody to look at it. But enough about that. Let's get into why we're really here, and that just to spotlight the driver to kind of figure out, you know, how did he become the driver that he is today at Boyd Brothers. So I want to ask him a few questions, you know, for the audience that's listening in, and maybe you guys can take some tips from Mark how he does it. He definitely does a great job for us, taking care of us and his family, and we just want to talk about it. So you have anything you want to say with that introduction being?
Well, thanks for the compliment. I appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to, my goal now is to repeat.
Awesome. That's what I like to hear. And I'm sure you will, because there's just a lot of good guys out there that you beat out this year. It's a really tight race, and whatever you did, you edged over and made it to the top, and we definitely appreciate you. So talk to us about how Boyd has helped you out, man, with your time here.
I've had a CDL for years. On and off, I've driven. Actually, when I first got into the business, I started driving, and then circumstances in my life moved me into the office side. So basically for 20-some-odd years, I've worked as a dispatcher. When I started my career in the early 90s, I had two local drivers that I managed, and it fortunately blossomed into me being a dispatcher, fleet manager, and then ultimately I was an operations manager for the past 18 years. So I kind of have an edge on it, and what I mean by that is I've seen both sides, yes. And it helps. You know, I think some of your best drivers know the insides and outs, and having known both sides, some of your best dispatchers and managers are former drivers.
Yeah.
So it works both ways. It's good to know both sides of the business. But for Boyd, the thing I like about Boyd is they don't micromanage you.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal for a driver, because most of us out there on the road, we didn't get there because we don't know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got some self-discipline, and you're self-motivated, that's all Boyd needs to see. You know,
yes.
First and foremost, you got to be safe. And if you start with being safe and taking care of your equipment, everything else falls into line. And I like that about Boyd. They let you do your thing. They work with you for home time. They work with you for places you do and don't want to go. And that's kind of a big deal for a lot of drivers. For me, I don't really care. I mean, I've worked and lived up towards the Northeast. I'm born and raised in God's beautiful state, Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. And I've been in between for the last 30 years. So I don't care where I go. To be successful with Boyd, that does have a lot to do with it. You'll find places that are better than others. But where they've sent me, I've never turned a load down. I've never really requested anywhere to go. I take what they give me and make it work.
Good deal. I appreciate that. And I want to double down on some things, you know, and I just want to ask you a question. You start talking about some things that guys probably could do, some tips and advice since you've been here at Boyd. What are some things guys can do to be successful? You kind of mentioned that in your last answer, but just wanted to spotlight what can guys do here to make themselves, you know, as successful as they want to be. And I know one thing that you said was just not turning the load down, possessing the ability to be able to go anywhere that we deliver freight to. So I know that's a big one. Anything else you think?
In this line of work, it's unless you're off work and, you know, being home with your family on the weekend, it's a 6-day work week. And if you treat it like that, and what I mean, Sunday is where you make your hay. That's where you put the hay in the barn, and it sets up for a great week. Depending on your lifestyle at home, for me personally, last year I did the 1 week home, 1 week off. And what I mean by that is I would come home every other weekend. Mm-hmm. What that did is that basically gave me 26 Sundays that I could leave out. I could drive on Sunday, and by 9 or 10 o'clock on a Sunday night, be where I'm going to be delivering the next morning. If you do that, you're going to make some money with boy. You're going to be successful, and you're going to make some money.
I promise you guys, I didn't coach him. I tell this to every class that I talk to. It's no trucking is math. And once you know the math, you can be very successful doing it. Because as long as you're down before 10 p.m., you got a full clock at 8 a.m. the next morning. And like you said, before 9, we get in the office at 7 to 5. You empty and ready to go when everything starts to moving. So if you're in an area to where I got 20 drivers and 20 loads, and you're number one, you got your chance at 20 loads. If you're number two, 19. Number three, 18. And it goes on from there. When you become number 20, you get the one back that everybody's giving back all day long. You're not choosing your loads at that point. You're being planned on your loads. And we give you opportunity to choose your loads because early bird get the worm. Trucking is still trucking. And, that's such valuable information, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because once you know the math in trucking, it's pretty easy to make money. You're just giving yourself the best opportunity to be successful. Will it always be? Will that happen all the time? Not necessary, because sometimes whenever you're the first guy, then you're the first one to correct the problem, but we usually take care of that. Guys, please, pause this episode on that moment that he talked about leaving on Sunday. The most important day in trucking to me is Sunday, because you grab that load on Friday and you complete that load on Sunday, so you're ready for the week on Monday versus getting up using all your hours on Monday load. It's just you get in the, you know, on night shift, and then you become night all week, and it's just not a good job then whenever you're trying to, you know, ride during your sleeping hours. So, man, Mark, thank you so much for doubling down on that. Now, it's so many different trucking companies out there, so many different flatbed companies around the areas that you stay in. You probably researched with, you know, I couldn't imagine a man that's doing most of the things that you've done in the transportation industry that you didn't research a trucking company. Why did Boyd stand out to you?
If you go all the way back to when I got out of school and started into trucking, I'm from the Montgomery area, so I know a lot about Central and South Alabama. I've known about Boyd since I knew anything in trucking. That was one of the first companies. The company that I worked for out of Montgomery, we used to sell trailers to them. So I knew them back then. I knew what a good company they were. So when I started looking around, I got out of operations management and decided I wanted to start back driving. I looked around and I knew right off the top that Boyd was one of the top ones I want to go to. It helped that they're from Alabama. It's going to eventually get me closer back to home as I wound up my career. But talking to drivers, I mean, drivers are your best sellers. I mean, they're going to tell you the way they act, their attitude, their approach to the company they work for, in any company. I mean, that's going to be a seller. So I knew some guys that had driven for Boyd since way back in the day, and they're still with them. And that says a lot. You know, driver tenure this day and time is not good. But if you find a company that's got good driver tenure, That's going to tell you everything you need to know about it.
Awesome. 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 All right. So behind every good driver, you know, most people say a good woman, a good wife, and that's true as well. But today, behind every good driver, there's someone in the company, whether it's a fleet manager, whether it's someone over in orientation, whether somebody in safety that has had a significant impact on you since you arrived at the company. Is there anyone here at Boyd who has helped you kind of become and, you know, kind of get the things that you came here looking for?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's Alanthea.
Okay. Awesome.
Because, and here's why, when I came to orientation, the first impression I got was from her and her team over there. Top-notch, professional, all the T's crossed, I's dotted, and that says a lot.
Man, and she is an amazing person. She actually transitioned from orientation over to safety now, which she still pinch hits for orientation right now. As like this week, she's out there with the guys, which is taken away from, you know, her new role. But she does such a great job for us, and Alanthea, and that's amazing. And we just want to thank you for everything that you do for Boyd Brothers. If you know, I talk to you and tell you all the time. You're one of my biggest retention tools here, and she know exactly what to say and just know how to cope with these guys, because, you know, as you know, when you onboarding guys, you meet guys from different walks of life, and then you got to be diverse in how you talk to these guys and how you deal with these guys. And she does a great job. What's the most important things that you've learned about trucking since you've been at Boyd? I know you got a lot of time under your belt in the transportation industry. You knew a lot coming into the door, but myself, I've been doing it for 14 years, and every day I kind of learn something new. It's a business that you just continue to learn in, and I learn something new every day. And since you've been at Boyd, is there anything, you know, that you've learned?
Yeah, for me, again, I'll go back to what I said earlier. Driving a truck, you don't have a boss across the hall from you. And driving a truck, if you treat it like that truck is your business, you're going to be successful. Just treat it like, you know, that's your lifeline, that truck is. And just treat it like, and that's the way I do, because I'm like, it's your ability. And you control how much money you make every week. If you want to go out and make some money, it's right there. It's right in front of you. If you want to take a break because you've pushed it hard for 3 or 4 weeks and you need some time off to go home, boy, it'll let you do that. And I've learned, still learning. Everything's not always perfect. But if you can balance that, Boyd works with you great. And it's out there for you to have. If you just manage your time right and just treat that truck like it's your own little business, you'll do all right here. You will. You'll do good here.
Man, Mark, first of all, first and foremost, just want to thank you for taking the time out today to do this podcast. I think that was some very valuable information for the audience. I'm glad I was able to grab you, because, you know, I've learned a few things about you today that I didn't know. And probably need to send your resume in so I can offer you a fleet management job. So, yeah, I want you to run them just like you ran. And so, Mark, just thank you for coming on today, man. It's been a pleasure meeting you. It's been a pleasure working with you, man. And I can't wait to see what the future holds for us both. Just a quick safety update for all the drivers out there. As you know, there's a safety blitz going on between the 14th and the 16th of this month. And it'll be just an international check. So make sure you're staying on top of your DVRs and pre-trips and all the things that it takes to be safe here. And to anyone that's watching this episode, you can catch it on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and any other social media site that's out there. And to any driver that's looking for a truck driving career versus a truck driving job, go Boyd.